Despite the trouble in the auto industry, the overall U.S. economy has been growing, and unemployment is now down to 5.2%. But the typical worker's wages are not keeping up with inflation. To find out why, Renee Montaigne spoke to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.
David, hello.
Good morning.
So tell us, what is happening to wages, or at least give us a start on this?
Well, there are a lot of different ways to measure wages. If you look at the average hourly wage for workers who aren't bosses, that's about $16 an hour now. That's up about 1% over the last year, while inflation is up about 3%. If you look at the average paycheck, it's up a little more because workers are putting in more hours, but still isn't keeping up with inflation. Basically, the story is this. At the very beginning of the 2000s, wages started to turn up a little bit as the economy got better. But lately, they've been surprisingly sluggish.
And what's surprising about the sluggishness?
Well, what's surprising is that the economy has done pretty well lately. The unemployment rate has come down. And importantly, the pace of productivity growth, that's the amount of stuff we make for every hour of work, has been pretty strong. So you'd think that employers would need to pay more to get people to come work for them, and they'd be able to afford to pay more because productivity is up.
Okay, so you'd think that. So why isn't that happening?
It's a good question. And if you talk to economists, you get a lot of different answers, and there's probably a little something in all of them. One thing is that employers, at least the ones who offer health insurance, are having to spend a lot more money on health care. And that gives them less money to put into workers' cash paychecks. And you can see that in the government numbers. But I don't think that's the whole story. A lot of people note that unions are weaker than ever, and that certainly doesn't help workers any. But that's been true for some time now, so that doesn't explain why is 2005 different from 2003. So most of the economists, the academics, the Wall Street types, the people at the Federal Reserve, think that basically there's something going on in the overall macro economy that is making it easy for employers to get away without giving big raises.
And what sort of thing or things?
Most people look at the unemployment rate and say, well, that's come down, so that tells us the whole story. But about two-thirds of all the adults are working or looking for work. The rest are either retired or in school or loafing or something. Usually at this point in the business cycle, that number would be a little higher. And then there's the companies themselves. They just seem a little reluctant to hire people. Maybe it's uncertainty about energy prices or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates or the stock market. Given how strong their business has been, they haven't been hiring a lot, and they haven't had to give big raises to get workers.
So, David, is the story the same for all workers? Is this across the board here?
No, there's a lot going on underneath the averages. Basically, at the very top, wages for the highest paid workers, the ones with the most skill and education, they're still going up. There's a strong demand for them, and there's still not enough of them to go around. At the bottom, though, wages are not doing very well. That's the kind of jobs where you need a physical presence to be there, sweeping floors, serving food, caring for sick people. There are a lot of demand for that, but there's also a lot of supply of workers, and so those wages don't go up. Then you have these people in the middle, those once highly paid blue-collar factory jobs, the kind of people are on the other end of the tech support line when you call for help with your computer, and those jobs are tending to go offshore or be automated. So in that case, the workers in the middle, their wages aren't doing very well either.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.